Joe.
What?
Both shadow and light are present in you.
Okay, let's get into it. Welcome to 222 Paranormal Podcast with your host, Jennifer.
I am the light and you are the shadow.
I am the dark knight.
You're the night wazer.
I am the night wazer.
I don't know if any of you guys use Waze, but you know, they use, I don't know if they still have that, where you get little like points or something.
You get what points for everything that you, like if you say a car is still there on the side of the road, yeah, or if a moose is in the middle of the road and you say yes, it's still there, or no, it's, you get points.
And then you get to become different levels, and Joe's night wazer.
It started out, I was a baby wazer.
Baby
and
wazer.
Now I'm up to night wazer.
And it was funny because we were going to a paranormal. We were going to Winchester.
Yeah.
To Randolph.
Uh-huh.
When that happened. And then one time, I have to tell our listeners this because, you know, we have tales from the road.
Oh,
the paranormal adventures of the 222 Paranormal Podcast. So we go to Butler.
Which is interesting, not to interrupt you, but Butler is this weekend.
As, I know. As you're listening to this show.
As you're listening to the show, yesterday was Butler.
I know. And it's such a great convention.
It is.
So anyways, so we are at Butler in the parking lot. And Joe thinks he's going to be a night wazer and take his truck and drive up this hill to be funny. And he hits a tree stump and pulls his bumper off. Yep.
I'm like, I'm going to park on the hill. Yeah.
Hill one, Joe zero.
Yes.
The craziest stuff happens to us whenever we are traveling.
Yeah.
Okay, so one time, and I'll self-deprecate here. It, we were going somewhere, and I don't even know where Joe and I were going. Can't remember, but we go, and you know, I have this terrible fear of bridges. And I was having really bad anxiety because I was just really, really stressed out. And we were going over, and it wasn't even a tall bridge. It was just like an expressway kind of curving up and going over, and I panicked. Jeez. And I made Joe, I pulled the car over off the expressway and made Joe drive. Oh my God. It's not funny, but it's funny now.
Yeah.
But at the time I was literally in the middle of a panic attack, and nobody knows what that feels like unless you've had one. And I half wonder if it is because of some of these, you know, places that we go that we are seeing, feeling, sensing, experiencing shadow figures.
Could be. I mean, you never know.
Is it an attachment? Is anxiety an attachment?
You know, is that could be.
Is it a chemical imbalance? Is it just that the society is so jacked up that we can't deal with it right now?
I know in a few weeks we're going to be in Mansfield. So I think that should get some Reiki healing.
I do too, and I know the perfect person, okay. Kathy.
Yeah, if she's not working.
Yes.
Another, before we get into the shadow figure show, another thing you reminded me of,
mm-hmm,
is one, I can't talk, but two, it reminds me of one story. We're heading out to a small town somewhere in Ohio. I can't remember the name exactly, but Haunted Toledo was with us, and Annie was with us with Haunted Toledo. She did the video work and stuff with them. And she said something, and my GPS, which was the Garmin at the time,
mm-hmm,
we're going along, and the Garmin actually said, "Shut up, bitch," to her. Do you remember that?
I do. It was,
and
the
everybody
weirdest
in the car was like,
thing ever.
What?
I mean, literally, this device said this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. You know, she's not in the circle anymore. She's disappeared off the face of the earth.
Yeah.
She's a liar, but allegedly.
But
she had some dark energy on her.
Yeah, but for the Garmin.
Yeah.
Which isn't programmed to hear you, or is
or
it?
Or say bad words.
Yeah.
I mean, that was like,
we all were like, did we just hear that say that? So you know, that kind of goes to the thing is, can you use like Garmin and stuff like that for paranormal investigating?
Why not?
I don't know.
I think any electronic device, spirits can manipulate and talk through. They could talk through your TV. They could talk through your telephone. How many phone calls from the dead have people gotten? And we've, you know, done plenty of shows on that.
Yeah.
Your radio. You could be listening to Coast to Coast and something comes through.
Yeah. We do use radios because that's what spirit boxes
are. Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
So anyways, it just, when you were saying that reminded me of that.
I forgot about that.
That was the craziest thing we've ever heard. And I'm glad that there was five of us in the car.
I know, right? Insanity. Oh my gosh. And then Joe and I, we were supposed to go and do a presentation.
Yeah.
And we get there and it's more like somebody's having a party. It wasn't even, and there was like a little stage. It was like a little magician stage.
Yeah.
It was tiny, like a bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
It was the most bizarre. I'm like, are we going to get kidnapped and sold into slavery?
We ended up being the entertainment.
Yeah.
We thought we were going to a quote-unquote convention to be speakers and do like a little presentation, and come to find out we were the entertainment. It was so weird.
It was very bizarre. It's just like, something's not right. Are we going to get sacrificed or something? People start putting robes on. We're going to leave. And then remember we went out and we went down by the old, there's these trains.
Yeah. We went down to the Historical Society,
too,
but we just walked around the outside of the building.
Yeah, and then it started to rain, and it was really so spooky. Weird. It was so spooky.
But anyhow, one of the more spooky things that happens in the paranormal are shadow figures and shadow people. We've had our own experiences with them, but, you know, the term shadow people, it's quoted saying that the first time it was mentioned was on Art Bell's show. He was doing a show a few years ago, and he mentioned it, and he started getting people call in, and come to find out, he had like 1,500 emails of experiences.
Oh my gosh.
And that's when they say the term shadow people actually started, but people have been seeing these entities for thousands of years. I mean, for example, the Choctaw Indians, they had a spirit that they called Nalugo Chito. It was a shadow being that appears when people have negative or bad thoughts in their minds.
Mm-hmm.
It appears when they're sleeping and is said to devour their soul. Now, I wonder if that is a case where, you know, they talk about kids. Like, you know how when kids have SIDS or people have heart attacks in their sleep or that? I wonder if that's the legend came out of that where the people didn't wake up in the morning.
Sure. It could have been that. It could have also been that you've seen it in movies and you know, stories where these dark entities come to take you.
Yeah.
When it's your time, almost like a Grim Reaper type thing. So it could be that. It could be an explanation for death.
Yeah.
Or it could be that these things appear and come and take you, basically.
Yeah.
You're like, you're going somewhere, but you're coming with us.
Yeah, because if they say that they take your soul, what does that leave you? I mean, does that leave the person dead, or does that leave the person where maybe they have a stroke?
Yeah.
And, you know, people with strokes can't talk, can't move right anymore, so that maybe they say they took their soul. I don't know.
But this is kind of going down a rabbit hole, but
which we love.
We love it. We'd do it anyways. But so, like, if your soul is gone, do you still have conscious thought?
That's what I mean.
You know, because you, like, we're here, we're talking. Mm-hmm. Like, if I didn't have my soul, would I be able to, like, form thoughts? Does the soul control the brain, or is it something else?
I just did an interview.
This is all weird.
I just did an interview a couple nights ago on Monday night. I did an interview with a show, and we did talk about the paranormal, but mainly we talked about stuff like that. Quantum theory, you know, what are ghosts, stuff like that. But we talked about that, where does consciousness come from? Does consciousness, is our brains the receiver or the transmitter? So in other words, is our soul external and we receive it, or is it internal? And when we die, you know, we've seen so many thousands of times where people see the soul come out of the body.
Mm-hmm.
But
Yeah. And the weight thing, remember? Like they weighed somebody right after the moment they died and they were lighter.
Yeah, there was, it was 1.8 grams, I think, or something like that.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, like, if you didn't have your soul, would your brain still function? Would you still be able to have thought? Would you be a zombie?
Yeah, I don't know. So, many, many, many times they talk about the shadow figures at night that come at night, the incubus, succubus, stuff like that, that sit on your chest and suck the life out of you. You know, we don't
That's just my job.
Yeah.
Right now.
But there was also, they also, the Choctaws also had a being that was called the Nelusa Felia. This was, and that term actually means long, that term also means long black bean. So this is a shadow figure that would come out at night and traumatize the hunters and also traumatize children that wander too far from the camp.
Okay.
So that's one the other legend that they have. But not just the Choctaw, but almost all Native Americans or even all over the world have stories of the shadow man or shadow figures.
Yeah. And I wonder, too, have they always been here or are they the essence of, I would say, modern day Homo sapiens, us people? You know, because like I've heard people say before, they've always been here.
Yeah.
Okay, were they here? Were dinosaurs seeing them and being scared? Were, you know, early cavemen seeing shadow figures and being like, oh, oh God.
Ugh said to Ugh.
Ugh.
Yeah, I mean, are there cave drawings of them? I don't know. Because a lot of the cave drawings that we've seen, you know, they painted what they saw. Yeah. So they had, you know, like bison and stuff like that. But there's also cave drawings of dinosaurs. There's cave drawings of...
Pterodactyls.
Yeah. The ant people. I know the Native Americans used to do ant people stuff. But, yeah, I don't know if there's any shadow figure.
That'd be interesting to look
at. How would you draw a shadow figure without making it look like either a blob or that? Because there's several different types. You know, you got the black mist, which is like an unformed mist that we've seen. You have the human-shaped ones.
Yep.
You've got the demonic-shaped ones, which I don't know what that actually shape is, but that's what they say. There's different types. And we've seen different types. You know, there's so many. I know you're going to have a list of the places that we're going to talk about, but...
I started making a list. It got longer and longer as...
And, but I know you have a long list of different places that we've been and seen them, but... You know, we've had our own encounters outside of some of these places. I mean, I've had the encounter in my house. I woke up in the middle of the night. And since I started doing research on this, I mean, I've actually seen pictures. People have posted pictures of the exact same thing that I saw. But I woke up in the middle of the night, and I don't know what time it was. You know, I'm not saying it was 3 o'clock or whatever. I don't know. But I saw a shadow figure leaning over my bed, over me. Had one hand on the bed. And I don't know where the other hand was. But it was like leaning over me and
between two pillows.
It was between these two pillows. Yeah.
Those are pillows.
But if it would have stood up, it would have probably be well over 6-7 feet, maybe even taller because the way it was standing there, you know, my bed is what, 2.5 feet off the ground, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'll say I was at its knees level, I would imagine because the way it was bent over. And, I woke up, looked at it, didn't feel dread, didn't feel fear, nothing like that. I really didn't feel anything. I just woke up, stared at it for a few seconds, and then it disappeared. And then I spent the next few hours laying in bed going, okay, what's if a shadow came through this window this way or that, but there's no explanation.
Yeah.
And it was a solid black figure. It wasn't like just my imagination, whatever. So... Doing research, I found that a lot of people experience the exact same thing. Now, a lot of them say it was the Hat Man.
Okay.
And we can talk about him later, but a lot of people say it's a Hat Man, but I don't remember seeing a hat or nothing like that. I just saw a black figure, 15 seconds, poof, gone, done. So that was my encounter, besides when we talk about our list, you know.
Yeah, so I think the scariest shadow figures are the ones that you see in your house.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you're in a paranormal location, you're seeing it off in the distance, mm-hmm. or, you know, you may see something around the corner, but you know it's there.
Yeah.
But when you're at home and you're sitting on your couch or your love seat, like I sit, and out the corner of your eye, you see this black thing mm-hmm. peeking around the corner at you, and this happens all the time in my house. And Joe and I even experienced this shadow, black shadow, literally walking, or kind of like, it was fast, it swooped yeah. in between us in my house.
And that's
so frightening because you know that it's there.
Yeah.
And is it there because of you, or is it there because of some place you've investigated? Did it follow you home? Is it part of the land? Is it attached to the house? Yeah. Did I bring it in a, you know, one of my haunted objects?
You don't know.
Equipment, who knows?
The thing about that one is we were just standing there talking and all of a sudden
it was during the day.
Now, listener, I know I can't show you visually, but pick up your phone and just wave it in front of your hand, in front of your face. That's what it looked like. I was standing there and Jen disappeared behind this black thing and all of a sudden she was there again.
And
you know?
It went, it was so bizarre.
Yeah.
So bizarre. Yeah, but, you know, that's the thing, though, is because, like, sometimes it doesn't bother me. Like, mm-hmm. I see it out of the corner of my eye, and I'm just watching my TV and eat my popcorn with extra butter. And no wonder my cholesterol is so high. But then there's other times where I'm laying in bed, and I feel like something is standing over me, and I'm, like, paralyzed.
Yeah.
I've woken up and seen scary, something scary, clown-like.
Really?
It wasn't a shadow figure. Uh-huh. It was a very, very scary, and that only happened one time.
Okay.
Terrifying. You know, like, what do you do?
Yeah.
That's your house. You have to live there, right? Mm-hmm. I just had a conversation. It was a brief conversation, but I was telling somebody who I newly met about the shadow figures.
Yeah.
And this person, you know, believes in the paranormal, but they were like, shadow figures are demons. And it was staunch, like,
yeah,
it's this way. And I was like, you know, do I want to get in this debate with this person? Like, you know, I respect everybody's belief. Whatever they believe, yeah. they believe, right? So I'm posing the question to all you listeners, and you guys tell us what you think on our Facebook page. Are shadow figures bad? Are they just there? You know, like we've mm-hmm. had stories where shadow figures protected people.
Yeah.
Remember the little kid at Waverly?
Yep. Waverly Hills.
So, you know, if they scare you, clearly they don't have good intent, right?
Yeah. But do they scare you because you're the unknown?
Okay. I have to tell all my listeners the story, and I don't know if I told it on the show yet or not, but this just happened like a month ago. I was dead asleep. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning. Hello, 3 o'clock. Something, a male voice yelled so loudly in my right ear that it woke me up mm-hmm. and I was paralyzed.
Yeah.
It was like, it wasn't words. It was like that. And I woke up and the adrenaline, I don't know if you guys have ever had this or if it's just a me thing, but the adrenaline was rushing up and down my body mm-hmm. like electricity currents. I was frozen in place. I was so scared. I couldn't move. So I'm thinking, okay, if something scary happens in my house, I'm not going to be able to defend myself because I'm just paralyzed, right? Like
maybe
paralyzed. So I laid there and I'm trying to like process what just happened. And I finally was able to move. So I rolled over and I turned my camera, took my phone, you know, I can turn my camera on for my phone, turn the camera on to look outside. And there's a man standing outside my house.
Really?
Yeah. On the sidewalk. 4 o'clock in the morning. No, it was 4 o'clock in the morning. It wasn't 3 o'clock. It was 4 o'clock because I didn't go back to sleep. It was a Friday night. No, Thursday night. Because they had to work the next day and didn't get any sleep. It was a Thursday night. So it's like, was that something scary trying to scare me? Or was that something trying to warn me?
Yeah.
Like, wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think, now that I think back, I think that's what it was. But my body reacted different. My body was like, I was frightened. So I got up, I turned the lights on in the house and turned the outside light on, and he ran down the street. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it could have been. I mean, it could have been your guardian angel screaming sure. in your...
It's not really a shadow figure story, but it's things that are in your house that scare yeah. you, you know, or possibly warn you.
Yeah. I mean, we've been to many, many locations that we've seen them. Mm-hmm. And I know you have a list. And
I do. I'm so excited to share the list with you. But it's nothing we haven't talked about on the show before.
So let's go through it real quick okay. and we'll mention what we saw.
All right. First and foremost, probably the most shadow figures that Joe and I have ever seen in our paranormal career, going on 10 years here, almost nine years on the podcast. We're getting there, folks. We're going into our ninth season in 2 months.
Yeah. And we need your help. We do have a Patreon page, and if you'd like to join. And
shameless plug.
I do post a lot of stuff on the Patreon that the...
Yes, support the show. Yeah.
It's like a whole other show.
Collingwood Art Center, yes. Toledo, Ohio, Collingwood Boulevard, Toledo, Ohio. This Go ahead, place, Joe. I'm going to let him start.
The Collingwood Art Center is amazing. And when we have our ghost hunt there, you all have to come.
Yes.
But let's start out in the basement at the what we call the death room. The death room is a small room underneath the stairway that is now where they have a kiln to do pottery or mm-hmm. whatever. But that room was known as when the nuns would pass away in the wintertime, they would store the body
back
there.
Back in the olden days.
That's what they said. I don't know if that's true or not. I'd love to talk to a real historian mm-hmm. about it and find out if it's really true or if it's just a legend. But it makes sense because that room was cold. But mm-hmm. was it really cold? We don't know because it's in the middle between the dressing rooms mm-hmm. and the storage rooms. So I don't know. But anyhow, we call it the death room because of that. That area right there is where we've seen so many mm-hmm. shadow figures. Every time you're there, you see them.
Yeah.
Every time.
And they're not shy either.
No.
You know, you see them full on. A lot of times you see them out of your peripheral vision. There is just straightforward morphing mm-hmm. shadow figures.
When I first started seeing shadow figures, I always talk about them being out of your peripheral vision, and you'll never see a shadow figure face on because the way that your brain works with your optic nerves and everything is you're focused on whatever you're looking at, and whatever comes out to the side may not be what you see, but it's what your brain does. Mm-hmm. But since then, I have seen them full on, and Collingwood Arts Center is one of the places where you see them full on.
Yeah,
and
it's insane.
We were down there a few times, and you just see shadow figures going across the room. You saw one.
Mm-hmm. It morphed from kind of a blob into a dog figure, the shape of a dog. Joe didn't see it. He was actually in the nuns, where the nuns, they had these little dorm rooms. Mm-hmm. They're just like little
tiny
rooms. There's no bathrooms or anything in there. They would have like a bunk bed or a single bed. Just a little cell,
I guess we call them the cells because it's literally, if you've ever been to like Mansfield or places like that, they're the same size.
Yeah. Two ladies were sitting in one of them, three cells down. I come out. I see this thing literally come out of the floor, kind of like a salamander almost. That's the only way I can describe it. Come out of the doorway and start coming down the hall towards me. I'm like, and the funny thing is just as I said, oh my God, do you see that? The two ladies in the room who didn't even know we were in the same, you know, they didn't know we were even there, said, oh my God, did you just see that?
Yeah.
And it was funny because they were addressing one of the nuns mm-hmm. by her name that, you know, that used to be her room.
Yeah.
And trying to get her to communicate. And then it just came out and just started coming down the hall. I'm like, what do I do? And then it dissipated.
And those nuns wore black outfits.
But it was close to the ground. It was only a few inches off the ground, but it came out snake-like.
Okay.
Or the only way I can describe it is like a salamander.
Yeah.
It's like bendy and dark and kind of flat-headed and... I can't explain it. Yeah. I don't know. I can't explain it.
Yeah.
I saw it.
Now, the last time we were there, in the exact same place. It's a hallway. Now, mm-hmm. to explain it to you, one side of the hall has the rooms and the other side is just a wall.
Yeah.
Because on the other side of the wall is the dome for the main theater. But we were sitting in that hallway, and at the end of the hallway, we were watching shadow figures go back and forth, mm-hmm. back and forth.
Yeah.
And I thought it was somebody in a room at the end of the hall. So we turned the lights on, and it's a solid door. There's no window in the door. So we were sitting there watching shadow figures go back and forth as if they were coming up the steps and going into the dome area, which there's no door for that. There's mm-hmm. a door leading towards where we were, but not if you walked up the steps, went straight, you'd hit the wall. So
weird.
Yeah. But Collingwood Arts Center, it's an amazing place. We've seen so many shadow figures there.
Yeah, for sure. The second most shadowy figure place that Joe and I have been to is the Bone House in Toledo, Ohio, which one of my friends has just purchased, and he's renovating at the moment. Good luck with that. Yeah. He had no idea about the history. We saw and captured on video shadow figures walking around us, standing behind us, in corners, moving around. I don't have it on video, but Haunted Toledo has seen, and I think they documented a woman kneeling, but that was more of an apparition than a shadow figure. But there was a young girl kneeling like she mm-hmm. was praying up against the wall, which was very, very bizarre. But that place just got the goosebumps just thinking about it right now. The shadow figures were, I forgot to add one to my list now that I just thought of it. I'll tell you guys about it later.
It's at the bottom of our list.
It's at the bottom of the list, but it's a good one. So, you know, that's by far mm-hmm. one of the most active shadow figures places.
Now, I've seen it. I didn't see too many shadow figures at the Bone House, and I saw more of them at mm-hmm. the Collingwood.
Yeah. West Virginia Penitentiary. Yeah. Joseph Dean in the Sugar Shack in the basement. Sugar Shack
in the basement.
Completely void of light, mm-hmm. yet we saw shadow figures.
Yeah.
And Joe and I were basically in there by ourselves. We went on a tour, you know, one of those where team has a ghost hunt or whatever. There was maybe 10 people, if that.
Yeah.
This place is massive.
Yeah.
Massive.
I would say it's,
if you guys have been there, you know,
close to or a little bigger than Mansfield.
Yeah. Shaped differently.
Yeah, it's shaped different. Yeah.
But the shadow figures, like, in the basement were so, for me.
Yeah.
I don't know how they were for you. Terrifying.
Really?
Scary.
I would imagine because you're in the prison and everything.
Did not want to be in there. Mm-hmm. And,
I think it's a whole other feel when from the Collingwood to the prison.
And, you know, what's interesting, too, is it's a dirt floor. Remember? Some of it is a dirt floor.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think it was.
Maybe the floor was just dirty.
Yeah.
But
I saw mine when I was standing at the end of the room looking towards the kitchen because there's like a partition.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like they were in the kitchen area.
Yeah. And it definitely could be mm-hmm. prisoners, you know, something drawing to them because of all of the dark, dark things that had happened down in the Sugar Shack. It could be because there's a Native American burial mound across the street.
I think that has a lot to do with it.
Right? Yeah, that place was just spooky beyond. And I'll tell you guys about a EVP I caught there one time. Gill House.
Yeah, the Gill House down in the basement, I've seen them.
Galleon, Ohio. We always say Galleon.
Galleon, Ohio.
That's not right. It's Galleon.
We have to get back to the Gill House.
It's interesting. So the Gill House is this old historic home that was built by, designed by Frank Lloyd Wright, was it?
I think
so. It was some Detroit architect.
Yeah.
And I know.
Frank Lloyd Wright. I don't know if he was an architect or not.
I think he was.
Okay.
Here we go. Here we go.
I'm not on Jeopardy.
We try to answer all the answers on Jeopardy like we're cool.
But yeah, the Gill House was cool. It's
very historic.
Very.
And the basement.
They put a lot of work into it, and they really got far with it. That's why I want to go back, and maybe I'll just stop in there one day.
Yeah, so some of the history is that in the basement, there's a spirit called Johnny Cakes. Now, Johnny Cakes was a Native American who would, back in the time, travel through the area. He would go from like Detroit to Cleveland, mm-hmm. and on his route, he would stop at this house. And they say that he likes to scare people. He likes to pop up right in their face and scare people. Now, we felt his presence.
Yeah.
We got a lot of responses on our equipment. I didn't experience seeing
him. I didn't see him either.
But we did see shadow figures in the basement.
A lot of them. Yeah.
That was weird. I think that's the first time I probably saw a shadow figure at a haunted location.
It was for me because that was actually the first place that I did a paranormal investigation. Yeah. The warehouse in Chicago, I think, was after that.
Yeah.
But I don't remember much of that. I'm just thinking of when I was first ghost hunting, the one in Chicago. I don't remember much of that, but I do remember the guy that was putting it on. I really wanted to talk to him because he completely went over this. There was a old piece of machinery that was like the steam pump for the building.
Yeah.
And he said that that was original to the location, obviously, because it's so big you can't take it out, but yet he didn't do any investigation around it.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
It was massive. But the thing about what we did in Chicago was they took us to the underground where Al Capone or in the Prohibition days would run liquor.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's waterways there. So they literally would just take the liquor through the basement, through these tunnels, into boats, and then up, you know, the river to Detroit, Toledo, Cleveland, and beyond. I would have liked to got in those tunnels a little bit more, but they were, some of them were just unsafe. You couldn't even be in there. They were crumbling. But I bet you there was a lot of like nefarious things going on there. Toledo Lake Yacht Club, in the attic with Alex, this, I can't pronounce his last name, but, or say it. But anyways, he and I were up there and we saw a shadow figure up there and it was really interesting. We got a lot of K2 activity, REM pod activity off the chain.
Yeah.
Didn't see anything in the basement, though. Everybody says, oh, the basement's haunted. And, you know, the basement's more like a bar area. Yeah. It's kind of at ground level. I didn't see anything there, but maybe other people have. Yeah. Beautiful location, though. Super nice. Let's talk about Randolph, Joe.
Randolph is great. I got to go back. I want to go back to Randolph.
How many of our listeners have been to Randolph? If you haven't been there, you really, really need to experience it because Haunted Toledo, Chris Tillman, just, I don't know, maybe a month ago or so, my neck hurts, sent me a EVP of something he caught there, and I haven't played it for Joe yet.
Okay.
It was absolutely terrifying. Huh. And I listened to it in the middle of the day at work, and I was literally at my desk going like this, clenching the desk. But basement, outside, the hallway, you know, the hallway that leads to, there's that outdoor that goes outside, but then there's a double door and you go down that hallway. Yeah,
it's like a main hallway that in the center of the building.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was scary.
Yeah.
And I was in there by myself because you guys went outside and I was still in there and I was like, I don't want to be in here. Sometimes I can see something. I can see something.
Sometimes you got to be alone in a place.
I don't like it. You know, you know, other places we've seen it. Mansfield Prison.
Yeah.
I can't even tell you guys. In Solitary. Just extremely spooky. Scary. Zach Bagans was there provoking at the time that I saw the shadow figure and a lady got her bracelet, a gold bracelet ripped off her wrist and thrown out of the cell. Not trying to name drop, but, you know, that was 110 years ago.
Yeah.
But it was still
back when he used to wear plaid.
Yeah. Terrifying. You know, I mean, that's just a given. Like, you go in those cells on the fourth or the fifth tier and just stand there and you'll see stuff just pop out of the cell, pop its head out.
I didn't get to, we did a tour and it was a bunch of us. There was probably 20 people. But, we were in the attic where they took the people from the Ohio Penitentiary when it burnt down.
Yes.
And I don't know. I take that back. We didn't see shadow figures. We saw lights.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just on a side note, we were up there, and this was before Joe even ghost hunted. I went by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to meet the Ghost Adventures dudes. I did. They were all really, really cool at that time. We were up there, and I was with Aaron Goodwin, Chip Coffee, and there was, I don't know, maybe 10 people.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so scary up there. The lady next to me, who was quite large, fainted, and I caught her. I don't even know. And I had to like lay her on the concrete floor. People were dropping like flies.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like it other than like on the internet. Like if you were at like, you know, one of those churchy things where people are resting in the spirit. Yeah. It was like that, but paranormal. And little Chip Coffee's like, we got to get out of here. We got to get everybody out of here.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about what I've seen in my house.
Mm-hmm.
Joe's seen things here. I did see one shadow figure outside my house. The neighbor who passed away, his wife had died like 3 or 4 years before that. He lived in another house. They were hoarders, but they were like organized hoarders. Okay. Like, so the house next to me was just full of stuff. But I saw him after he passed away, before they sold the house. It sat vacant for like almost 2 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because the daughter, there's so much stuff. They had to have a company come in and, you know.
I remember when they had their sale, oh, we went through, and it was like, they had a lot of stuff.
A lot. I saw him walking out to the garage, and it was solid. It looked just like him because he had a distinct look about him. You know, he was an old man, but he was bigger. Mm-hmm. It was him. And yeah. I saw him walk from the house to the garage, and I was just like, what am I seeing? It was like 5 o'clock in the morning. I had to get up early for work, I remember, and I was looking out the kitchen window. As I do, I just always look out the kitchen window and just saw him walk, and I was like, okay. But it wasn't ghostly. It was solid.
Okay. And people have seen shadow figures during the day, too.
Yeah.
I just learned this today. There's one that is blue that people see during the day.
Really?
Now, I don't know if that's because of the light, but, you know, I mean, we're going to talk about theories in a few minutes, but, you know, people see them during the day. And I swear, now, I don't tell a lot of people this because I don't know if it's just my mind playing tricks on me or not.
Mm-hmm.
But I woke up one night and against my dresser was a red shadow figure. But it's not like when I woke up and saw the one shadow figure staying over me. It was just a quick glimpse and mm-hmm. I saw a red shadow figure.
Wow.
So I think that was my mind playing tricks on me.
Maybe, maybe not.
Yeah. That's why I don't.
Interesting because those instances for you were after or around the time when we went somewhere and ghost hunted.
I think so.
Yeah.
It's possible. But anyhow, go ahead with your
name. Okay, my last one is I saw a shadow figure at a location, which at the time was a business. So we did a couple shows on this, and you guys will have to go back and listen to our old shows. It's the first serial killer in Ohio was named Return Ward.
Mm-hmm.
That was his name. He was hung for his crime. He murdered his wife, Olive, in Sylvania, Ohio, right on Main Street. At the time, it was just, you know, dirt roads. And yeah. There was houses and stuff. Yeah, it was, you know, 1800s. But we got to go into this business where his actual house stood at one point. And
they have a specific, I mean, it's a specific spot in that business. They know this is the exact spot. So
it was interesting, too, because, you know, Haunted Toledo did a lot of research on that. And I was the one to find the actual picture of his house.
Oh, really?
They didn't. He didn't know it existed. Oh, okay. I found it because I'm a sleuth on the internet. Yeah. So anyways, we were in there investigating. It was myself, Sarah, and Kat. And the spot where the bed would have been. So what he did is he hit her in the head with one of those old irons. Now those irons were huge cast iron metal, you know, you heat them up over a stove.
Mm-hmm.
Hit her with that. She didn't die right away, but he stuffed her under the bed where she bled out.
Okay.
And so I was sitting in that spot where the bed would have been, best guesstimates.
Yeah.
And sure enough, we look up and we all see shadow figure, and we caught it on tape,
okay,
standing behind us, behind Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
Freaky, deaky, let me tell ya. But you guys, you know, our listeners, they know, they've seen these things.
Yeah.
You know, in strange and odd places. And
it's one of the things, I was going to say, if you're into the paranormal, but a lot of people that are not in the paranormal see the shadow figures. They just don't understand what they're seeing.
Yeah. And don't want to talk about it because they're scared to death, but talk about it. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and I think now with the influx of social media, internet, availability of seeing videos, and I know there's a million TikTok videos of shadow figures, some great, some CGI.
Yeah. Take it with a grain of salt. You know?
Yeah, but it's just more acceptable now, you know, than 20 years ago or even 40 years ago. I keep thinking the 80s is 20 years ago, and it's not. It was 40 years ago, almost 50 years ago. 50, back in my day.
You know, and it was tougher to spread the word, stuff like that.
Yeah. You thought
you would have to take and make a fire and then take your blanket and get your smoke going. Yeah. No, but. You know, like I said
people
earlier, it's
open
been,
to it now
because
we're exposing what's really happening. Mm-hmm. You know, people just like, okay, you know, legends that parents tell their children so they don't wander off into the forest. And
that's what
and,
I think this one from the Choctaw Indians were.
Yeah. Don't go into the Great Black Swamp.
Mm-hmm.
It's haunted. There's scary things in there. Now it's like we're capturing this stuff.
Yeah.
And people are like, no, it's not real, but stuff is there. You know, these legends of like the Choctaw Indians saying don't go out, or, you know, don't the Appalachians.
Yeah.
Don't look into the woods at night. Don't go into the woods at night. Don't whistle in your house. You
know, Pudgewuggies will get you.
Yeah, yeah. Like maybe we need to listen to these things and be aware.
So, you know, one of the most common ones is the Hat Man.
Mm-hmm.
The Hat Man has been seen all over the world. Each different place has their own ideas of it, you know. And but the thing is, the Hat Man shadow figure is always wearing a hat. You know,
why
they have different like
is
what's
it fashionable?
the one name you wrote down?
That was the gaucho. In South America,
okay.
Type hat,
but they
the top hat, the fedora,
yeah.
In a different culture.
You know, I know the movie, Freddy Krueger was a shadow figure, a hat man,
mm-hmm.
You know, and but different things like that. But let's talk about some theories. What are the theories now? You know, we talk. One of the big theories is that they're aliens. Aliens coming down and just watching us, mm-hmm. Because they're known as the Watchers because. The shadow figures like that. Now, like I said, there's different types, but the ones that they think are the Watchers are the ones you always see looking around corners.
Mm-hmm.
So they think that those are alien. Another theory is they're ghosts. Another theory is they're time travelers. And their body isn't being time traveled. It's just their spirit gets time traveled. And we see it as a shadow.
What's the, what's that term? For the blackest black.
I don't know.
Vanta black. Okay. I'm wondering if maybe some of these people are just like covering themselves in Vanta black.
It's possible. You never
know.
Wouldn't
it be interesting to like, I don't know.
Yeah. But there's so many different theories. Demons, of course. Demonic, mm-hmm. Because, you know, it's got to be evil or that because they're black.
Mm-hmm. Like soulless.
Yeah. Because you always say,
like
protect me with the white light.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And stuff like that. So, you know, evil black, good white, you know, I don't know. But we've mentioned before about the creeper in Waverly Hills actually was a good protective shadow figure.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But another theory is that they're the souls of the dead coming back and seeing. But here's one of my theories I just thought about, started thinking about it probably a month or two ago. We know that ghosts are energy of some sort. We don't know exactly what ghosts are.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know if they're photons of light. We don't know what they are. We know that they're energy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of the things that come around with seeing a shadow figure is the cold spots. The air seems cold. The mm-hmm. air seems electric. People have heard yeah. electricity sounds, like mm-hmm. zapping sounds. You have the what they call the ozone smell, which is whenever you spark something, you get that smell. Mm-hmm. That's an ozone smell. Yeah. So they have those things. You know, they say sulfur smell, stuff like that. So I was thinking, what if shadow figures are ghosts? But we know that because of the cold spots and all that, what if they're sucking the energy out of the air?
So it's leaving like a black hole type thing?
Yeah. Like there's no energy in that spot, or they're using up so much energy to manifest themselves.
Yeah.
They appear black because they're taking that energy away. That was a theory I just started thinking about. And
interesting.
We
yeah,
talked about
yeah.
that on Monday night, you know, and in that theory, it kind of makes sense because we know their energy. We know that we can sense them by our REM pods and stuff like that. We get cold spots and all that, you know, temperature. All temperature is how fast the energy moves. You slow down the energy, it gets colder. You speed mm-hmm. it up, it gets warmer.
Yeah.
You know, the vibrations. We talk mm-hmm. about vibration. Everything vibrates. And you can raise yourself to a higher vibration, which means you become lighter
mm-hmm.
or brighter.
Okay.
You go lower and you become darker. So I was thinking, what if it is just spirits that are using so much energy that they appear black because they're sucking the energy out of the air?
Very good theory.
Yeah, I know. And I didn't get a chance to talk to Tim Shaw about it, but I'm going to.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that was heavy, John. I was going deep into the rabbit holes.
So, yeah, that's one of my theories is that. But there are so many other theories. There's, you know, obviously mm-hmm. alien, the time travelers,
mm-hmm.
because they're coming to watch. And they, you know, and I'm not talking like the shadow figures like the Hat Man and stuff like that. But then again, the Hat Man is known either as a messenger of doom
mm-hmm.
or a warner or warning person or however you want to say it, mm-hmm. somebody to warn you of a danger coming up.
Interesting.
You know, and then you talk about things like the Mothman's the same thing, but the Mothman's always a shadow figure type entity.
With glowing
he's not
eyes.
Solid. Yeah.
Yeah.
Another thing, like the Hat Man, they say that he has glowing eyes.
Mm-hmm.
He, when you see the Hat Man, there's sometimes that sulfur smell, all that.
Well, the sulfur smells, you know, usually associated with demonic.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. And we don't know if these are demons or not. And, you know, it's.
We better go to Myers parking lot.
Let's go to Myers parking lot and see if we see a demon. But we need to know what time of night that's supposed to be.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. That's my theory is. And it just makes sense. Whether it is or not, I don't know. It's just something I thought of.
That's awesome. Guys, what do you think? Have you seen these? Have you experienced them? You know, definitely go on our Facebook page and or send us a DM if you've experienced.
Yeah, if you have had a
are shadow. They reoccurring? Are they once in a while? Is it a location? Mm-hmm. Or are they at your house?
You know, and that when you just said that, it popped in my mind that people that are lifelong abductees.
Mm-hmm.
They see shadow figures also. So that's where it might be where they think that they're aliens.
Mm, good theory.
Yeah. But yeah, if you did have an encounter with a shadow person, send me a message on our 222paranormal@gmail.com. Send me a story. If you want to share your story, I'm thinking about making a video series on it.
That'd be cool.
And if you'd like to become part of that video series, let me know. I mean, it's just a thought in my mind right now. And if I get some good responses, I may do it.
Go for it, Joe.
Yeah.
All right, listener, thank you for sharing your day, part of your day with us. We appreciate you being here. And don't forget to like, subscribe, share. If you like what you hear, we're posting the show on our Facebook page. You can share it to all of your followers and tell them to listen up. It's Shadow Figure Day.
And hit that subscribe button. Please, we need subscribers.
Yeah. Doesn't cost you anything.
Nope. Share the show. That's free. But if you do want to make a monetary donation, we do have a Patreon page, and I'll link it in the show notes.
Yeah, for sure.
But Arnett, thank you for listening
have
this week.
Have a great
Hope
week.
You have a great week. And
we'll be back next week with another exciting topic.
And let's play some Dead in 5, Shadow of a Thin Man.
Hey, there we go.
All right. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.